Kaplan here, where it's 64 degrees, KSL's top story. Officials say cleanup crews will be mopping up spilled diesel fuel from Sugar House Park Pond for a week. The fuel spilled after a semi-crash up Parley's Canyon. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is on the scene with what we know.
There's a slight fuel smell at the park here by the pond with an oil sheen. Dozens of ducks floating in the water, people walking by unbothered. But Captain Brant Handcuff with the fire department says as much as 200 gallons of diesel fuel is spilled into the storm drains after a crash in Parley's Canyon.
That has since made its way into Parley's Creek. We have been made aware of it from individuals up at Tanner's Park, where they first smelled it and saw the sheen on the water.
Handcuff is warning people to stay out of the water. They have these long white tubes in the water that's collecting that fuel. Handcuff says they'll keep changing those out until they come back totally clean, but he warns it'll probably take several hours. Reporting at Sugar House Park, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Amy. UDOT has more than 200 projects on their to-do list for summer. With a look at where you're going to find the orange barrels, here's KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
UDOT spokesperson John Gleason tells me some of the projects people should especially plan around include their work to turn 134th, 98th, and 47th South, as well as 2700 West along Bangor Highway into freeway-style interchanges. He also noted the 5600 South project in Roy. You've also got crews trying to build a new section of road to connect Mountain View Corridor in Salt Lake County to here at the Utah County portion.
You can find more info about those and other projects at KSL News Radio. A scary lunch hour for a family in Orem when all of a sudden a car came crashing into their house, and it was their son's car. This happened lunchtime yesterday. A neighbor's video shows a silver SUV pulled up behind the parked car and, with tires squealing, pushed the son's car forward and through the wall of their home. The car almost landed in the son's lap. Nobody was hurt, fortunately. The SUV driver was taken into custody. One police officer in Orem says he's never seen anything like this. The U.S. is joining other nations in calling for Hamas to release the hostages. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the leaders of 18 nations turning up the heat on Hamas to release the remaining 130 hostages that were taken during its October 7th terror attack. They are hoping the international pressure will prompt the group's leader to agree to a U.S. brokered deal. Meantime, the U.S. military has begun building a pier off the coast of Gaza to serve as a pathway for humanitarian aid. Brigadier General Pat Ryder says there was a mortar attack near that pier today.
The incident in no way delays our efforts to establish the maritime corridor.
Here in the U.S., the number of college protests continues to grow. Pro-Palestinian protesters at UCLA formed an encampment of about 40 to 50 tents on a quad earlier today. At the University of Maryland, about a dozen arrests have been made in what's been characterized as a sit-in, and the protests prompting the University of Southern California to cancel its main graduation ceremony. A high school athletic director in Maryland is charged with using artificial intelligence to frame his high school principal. Daz Ondarian used AI to create an audio recording that included racist and anti-Semitic comments. The audio clip quickly spread on social media and resulted in the principal being placed on leave. Now, security officers even had to be posted at his home to protect his family. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:34. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments today in the case of how much immunity a president has. KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis tells Utah's New News the questions the justices posed seem to hint that they're going to punt. They might ask a lower court to distinguish between official presidential acts and private ones.
They might kick the case back down to the trial court to sort of cull out whether or not the acts of Trump were private or official in connection with his presidency. Because if they're private, they're obviously not protected by any level of immunity. If they're official, then it would depend on whether or not they were part of his role as a president, part of the thing that you would expect a president to be involved in.
Former President Trump has argued he should get full immunity from prosecution for anything he did while in the White House. New statistics show that more and more Utah families are out on the street, homeless.
A Utah Office of Homeless Services report reveals a 27% rise of families experiencing homelessness since 2020. Michelle Flynn with the Road Home said they saw this coming post-COVID.
During the pandemic, there was a good deal of additional assistance for families who had lower incomes in our community.
Jacob Tolman spent his childhood in and out of shelters with his single mom, who struggled to keep them afloat. When I told him the stat,
I'm not surprised. I mean, as the city grows, a lot of us have been here for a long time. We're not able to actually afford anything.
Tolman now teaches a social and emotional class for kids because that resource wasn't available to him. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:36. We have first look traffic. Ricky Meese is watching the cars. What's going on?
Unusually heavy delays tonight in Utah County on southbound I-15 from Lehigh to Linden. And in Tooele County, you're going to see some slowdowns southbound on SR-36 Main Street from the Home Depot down to 10th North. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My minute of news is on the way next. Stay with us at KSL. This hour of the show is brought to you by My Hearing Centers. Joining us live, the education director of My Hearing Centers. Welcome back, Matt Deering. And I understand you're joining us with details about a new hearing aid?
Hey, Jeff. Good to be here. Yeah, we've got a brand new hearing aid that we're excited about. This is the Signia Stiletto IX. It's got the fastest platform that we've ever been able to encounter. Allows us to weed out all the background noise and give you a really full fidelity sound system that amplifies the areas of sound where you need a little additional listening help without turning up all that noisy stuff
background. I know that I'm like borderline. Maybe I should have hearing aids after all these years with headphones. It's a judgment call. But I go to a restaurant and I'm trying to talk to people at the table and there's all the background noise. And I find myself saying, what? A lot of the time. Is this new technology designed for me?
It's designed for that exact situation. And during that restaurant experience, what the hearing aids will be doing is turning down all that background noise.